This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
Company closed me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Gresson and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one community at a time. And yes, we're a fellow deplorable. How's that? This radio show, we're so deplorable. And we're so proud to be a deplorable. And you should be too, if you know what I mean. If you get my drift, you know, this is one of these sort of yuck, silent little things, huh? Don't you just love being called deplorable? All of you that are in the basket anyway. And we fully admit that here on Agenda 21 Radio, we're in the basket. In fact, we're in the basket high atop Mount Hoof. You know, I walked in this morning and I had to open up, you know, the basket door. Anyway, welcome to the show. You know, sometimes you just kind of have to laugh at what's really going on out there with these totalitarians. They think we don't get it. They're so elite, they just think we don't get it. And by the way, does it seem like Hillary Clinton is kind of a little bit loopy and out of you know, sorts? That's because she is. I just don't want to sugarcoat it. And I don't want to be in denial about what I see, and nor should you. Now, those of you that do not like my attitude towards Hillary, that's okay. Just listen, and I'll bring you along. Maybe 5 or 6 shows later, you'll start to understand. And please, fact check what we say here on Agenda 21 Radio. And you can go right ahead and do it. That's because, you know, we do something that the other mainstream media does not do. We fact check our facts before we come on the show. Don't you hate it when that happens? And I mean, it's really sort of a strange little thing, but that's what we do here on Agenda 21 Radio. All right. So there's a lot of things going on. Do the precursory things. You can give us a call. 530-742-5555 is the call-in number. And you can also, that's again, 530-742-5555. And you can also email me, paul@a21r.com. Visit our website, a21r.com. That is the website, and we have a ton of stories up there for you, and we have a ton of links to all the other major stories. But what's going on naturally is what they're feeling the pain about what's going on in New York and also New Jersey and in Minnesota. There's a lot of things happening with the terrorists out there because these are declared terrorist attacks. Interesting that they came out in the reportage that was happening right up front last night when these bombings took effect. They said, oh, These are terrorist attacks, which is something you just don't necessarily hear all the time that comes out of the mainstream media. But they were very – the leaders, de Blasio even, Mr. Communist himself, the mayor of New York, comes out and says, yep, it's a terrorist attack. So you're sitting there thinking, what is this all about? It's a terrorist attack. It's an ISIS terrorist attack because ISIS – I'm reading the headline right now on Drudge, and they've got, by the way, an American flag. It's kind of a disturbing little thing on Drudge. They've got an American flag, and in the field where the stars and stripes go, they've got the ISIS flag. So there's a black flag with red and white stripes. It's kind of broken up, if you know what I mean. ISIS – this is the headline underneath it. ISIS celebrates New York City dumpster bomb – Allah, mall stabbing in Minnesota, and there will be more, is what they're saying out there from ISIS. Now, it's kind of interesting since we formed ISIS. Okay, so what is ISIS doing out there? And why, and again, for tinfoil hat thinkers, why did they come out so quick? Because remember, what have they always done? They've always tried to say, no, it wasn't ISIS related. Remember what happened down in Orlando with the Pulse shooting? And remember the guy, the shooter. Can't remember his name right offhand, but the shooter. I'm asking the wiki man, who's the brain trust here in the show. he's struggling too. He's got the computer going. But why did they stifle all the information about ISIS from him? He goes out and kills 49 people, wounds another 50 some, and he declares himself a jihadist. He declares himself part of Al Qaeda. His father's related to Al Qaeda in Afghanistan. And he, by the way, he was working for the Hillary Clinton State Department at one time, the father of the shooter in Orlando. But they put the kibosh on it. They say, nope, it's not terror related. It can't be. It must have been. And immediately it started coming up the spin factor. Well, it was because it was all gays in there. And it had this was somebody who had a, you know, he hated gays. And we were hearing things like he was also part of the KKK at one time. And we're like going, it just doesn't fit because why? The guy spent 2 hours on the cell phone calling policing agencies and news outlets saying that, well, it's all for ISIS. That's what he's all about. He's an ISIS terrorist jihadist. And he spends 2 hours pleading with these people, telling them what he's doing. And the federal government does what? They censor. I mean, come on. I'm just giving you some perspective. They censor the information that comes from the 911 tapes. They don't even give you the tapes. We haven't heard the tapes. We haven't heard the tapes from the radio stations. We haven't heard the tapes from the policing departments out there. We haven't heard anything. But there are transcripts. And where does it come from? The FBI. James Comey, anyone? A little corruption going on there with the FBI. What do you think? Maybe collusion with ISIS? Why were they so strong on not saying anything about ISIS for the Orlando shooter? Why? And now all of a sudden, today, it's ISIS. I mean, they're right out in front. It's ISIS. It's ISIS. It's ISIS. 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 Why? You have to ask yourself that question. Why were they doing – of course, they didn't want to link back to the fact that the shooter in Orlando, his father was involved with Hillary Rodham Clinton's State Department. Maybe that's why. Protecting Hillary again. But we can't even get the tapes. And they redacted the transcripts that was given to the press. That was the FBI. Okay. Yeah, we have a lot of faith in the FBI. 49 dead. 49 Americans killed. And we can't even call it Islamic terrorism now, can we? Right. They're covering. That's what they're doing. The government is that corrupt that they're doing that sort of thing, that deplorable, that despicable thing. So, again, it begs the question, why are they doing this? Is this giving ISIS more cover? Or now do they want the threat factor with you and I to be built up in this country to the point where they're going to have to say, oh, we got more of these coming, and they're going to continue to happen. We need to federalize all the police forces out there, the COPS program and so on. Is that what we want? Is that where they're going with this? I think so, especially when you have talk about the elections being taken over by Homeland Security Jay Johnson. You just can't start to separate this stuff out. Okay, now I've got something else, though. And when we come back, we're going to go right through this. Didn't get to it in the last hour, but we're going to definitely do it this hour. See, I rant and rave too much, you know? Sorry, just impassioned about stuff. An article that we have, and yesterday, last night, when I was talking, I've been up most of the night. I got to tell you, we do our stuff here on Agenda 21 Radio, talking to people back and forth with New York. And you wouldn't believe where I've been talking, by the way. A couple of radio shows this morning. But one thing that really struck me, I said to myself, you know, wait a minute. These are terror attacks? And we've had terror attacks in the past. And I thought to myself, what about Bill Ayers and Bernadine Dorn? Now, we know that Bill Ayers and Bernadine Dorn used to build bombs, and people died because of their bombs, and they were never really convicted because the systems, you know, did not work out in justice's favor, even back then. And I can remember how frustrated I was to see a terrorist bomber like Bill Ayers and Bernadine Dorn with the Weather Underground and all that stuff. Went through these days before, by the way. We saw this in the 60s and 70s, ladies and gentlemen. And they got they were off scot-free. And I said to myself, gee, they were bombers. But what about the other bombers that somebody pardoned? The other bombers, I can think about this, Mark Rich. And what about those Puerto Ricans? Oh, my gosh, they killed hundreds of Americans with their bombs. And what did Bill Clinton as president do in the waning days of his presidency? He pardoned them. Now, if I was Donald Trump, I might want to bring that up to Hillary Clinton, you know, the wife, the former first lady, to Bill Clinton. I'm just a simple radio host who just connects the dots for you. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price, under $2 a meal, so you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Omar Mateen, I think that's the name of the shooter down there in Orlando. We're going to run a little talk to on this Omar Mateen and what's been going on there. Okay, now let's talk about terrorism and terrorists, and let's talk about how the Clintons treated terrorists and terrorism. And let's connect the dots for you, okay? because I think it's in all fairness. We're witnessing the terrorism that's happening right now. Let's say we catch these terrorists. What's going to happen? Okay. And again, we go back and look at history. And this is so important. And again, I want you youngers out there, you millennials, to pay attention, because one of the things I notice, and again, this is not your fault, millennials. I'm a former educator for 41 years. The system destroyed American history for you. I saw this happening systematically in the public schools. History, in particular, has been gone through again and again. The ringer, U.S. history, is just not being taught properly, and has not been for a long time. When they started replacing the founding fathers in all the textbooks back in about early 1990s, late 80s and early 1990s, it was a clear effort by the, one major university in California, UCLA. Yeah, their studies program, their history studies, social science studies program, started to really press book publishers to get rid of the founding fathers and make room for other important Americans in history. Right. Well, when you take a look at the ones that have replaced the founding fathers in the modern day textbooks, this is now 20 years on, 25 years on. Guess what? They're all terrorists. they're all people that are saturating with the one world order. So this is a complete shifting of history and historical context. So you don't understand. That's why I'm talking to you guys. It's not all your fault. You just weren't given that information. You weren't programmed with that data about the true founding fathers. So your slate has been wiped clean. So when we talk about history, we go back to the late 1990s. And again, I don't know why there's something going wrong with the Clinton camp. They're just not realizing that we can actually look things up on a computer, and we can come back and fact check things that she says, Hillary Clinton says, and that camp says, that she said at one time, or her husband said at one time, or the left said at one time, that plays into right what we're doing today. Take this terrorist thing. Did she really think that we wouldn't look back on the behavior of her husband? See, he's a part of the equation, right? When you get Hillary, if you elect Hillary, you get Bill. Come on! How stupid can you be if you... I'm sorry, I don't want to insult my fellow deplorables out there. Seriously, how uninformed can you be if you cannot do that? Now, those of you that cannot do that, well, then that's why you need to listen to this radio show. We will help you along. But again, history has not been taught properly. You don't know it. You haven't been programmed for it. So therefore, you're more susceptible to what the left has to tell you. And you forget about it. You see? Hey, forget about it. That's what Hillary Rodham Clinton believes, that she's got enough voter base that has had the slate wiped clean and does not know about the history of Bill Clinton. They're not even thinking of the equation about the baggage. Hillary Clinton has one big, huge piece of baggage that she would go crawling into the White House with if she was elected president, and that's Bill Clinton, her husband, the former president. Two presidents in one house? Hello? And do you think that he would not have influence on her? Of course. And she's already said she's going to turn over the economy to him. Well, he's not the president. That's what she's thinking. So with that kind of thought pattern, do you think she was having problems thinking about what was going on relative to the historical context of her husband and terrorism? And I bring this up because this has got to be something that the Trump camp has got to get out in front of. Okay, this is what I did. So I just, went and did some research last night and started pulling all this stuff because I can remember these pardons and so on. So I went to WikiLeaks, and they have a title of an article, and I reposted it on our website so you can see it. And there's going to be some more stories that's going to come out that I'm going to be writing about that's going to be adding on to this. Bill Clinton Pardon Controversy is the title of it. And it says, this is from Wikipedia. Says President Bill Clinton was criticized for some of his pardons in the acts of executive clemency. Pardoning or commuting sentences is a power granted by the U.S. Constitution to all sitting United States presidents. While most presidents grant pardons throughout their terms, Clinton chose to make nearly a third of them on January 20th, 2001, his last day in office. This came to be known as Pardongate. While Clinton pardoned a large number, 450, of people compared with his immediate predecessor, Republican George H.W. Bush, who pardoned only 75. know, it's kind of like the mass murder thing going on with the president, right? He's now in the 70s, about 75 mass murders under his, three or more murdered in an event, under his presidency. Ronald Reagan, in 7 years, what, he had 8? What? I mean, there's a difference there, don't you think? So it's the same sort of thing here. It says, was it comparable to Republican Ronald Reagan and Jimmy Carter, who only pardoned 406 and 566 respectively. Federal prosecutor, listen to this. Listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. Federal prosecutor Mary Jo White was appointed to investigate the pardon of Mark Rich. Mark Rich, we'll tell you who Mark Rich is here in a second. Mark Rich was a financier and an aide of Bill Clinton, and he's the guy who runs around with all the airplanes with little girls and takes them off to far islands with all of his rich friends, and where they molest the girls. That's Mark Rich. He pardoned him on the last day of his presidency. But listen to this. Mary Jo White, who was appointed to investigate the pardon of Mark Rich, she was later replaced by then-Republican James Comey. What? Yeah, James Comey, 2016 FBI director, who found no, quote, illegality on Clinton's part. Really? Don't you love it when a plan comes together, ladies and gentlemen? Now, there's some other ones. Fallon. This is the F-A-L-N commutation of 1999. Now, we like the Mark Rich one. That's nothing. That's nothing, ladies and gentlemen. The FALN, Clinton commuted the sentences of 16 members of the FALN, which is a Puerto Rican paramilitary organization that set off 120 bombs in the United States, mostly in New York City and Chicago. We only had 2 yesterday. I mean, see, we've gone through this before. 120 bombs between 2 cities? So guess what? They're going to ramp it up. This is what I'm saying. They're going to want to get this. They've been down this road. They tried it with Bill Clinton. Remember, it was Bill Clinton in 1992 or 93 who first, when he became president, said, all those military bases out there, no one can carry sidearms. It's a gun-free zone, creating a soft target. That was 1993. Then fast forward to what happened in Texas. Think about that. Anyway, there were convictions for conspiracy, robbery, and so on. The 16 were convicted of conspiracy and sedition and sentenced with terms ranging from 35 to 105 years. Congress, however, recognized that the FALN is responsible for 6 deaths and the permanent maiming of dozens of others, including law enforcement officials. Clinton offered clemency on the condition that the prisoners, quote, renounce violence, seeing as none of the 16 had been convicted of harming anyone, and they had already served 19 years in prison. The action was lobbied by Nobel laureates and an archbishop. Don't you just love it, the Catholic connection to the Pope and all this stuff? The commutation was opposed by the U.S. Attorney's Office, FBI, Federal Bureau of Prisons, and so on. Hillary Clinton, then campaigning for her first term in Senate, initially supported the commutation, but later withdrew her support. Do you think Trump is going to seize on this moment where you have known terrorists that Clinton, Bill Clinton, commuted their sentences for, gave them pardons on his last day in office? You bet. Terrorism, anyone? Well, the Clintons, they've got it down. From terror to commutation. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price, under $2 a meal, so you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
The Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots presents the Yuba City City Council Candidates Debate, Monday, September 19th, 2016, 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at the Church of Glad Tidings at 1179 Eager Road. The Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots invite you to the first in a series of 2016 General Election Candidates Debate. All Yuba City City Council candidates have been invited to attend. Candidates who have agreed to attend is Fotin, Holly Pascal Priva, Sean Harris, Wade Kirchner, Jason Reichert, and Dina Walker. The candidates have agreed to share their positions on the major issues facing the Sutter Yuba area and Yuba City in particular. Everyone is invited to attend. There is no membership requirement and no charge. Doors open at 6 p.m. Come early to socialize with like-minded patriots and enjoy the refreshments and get a front row seat. Please contact Larry Mertz at 530-713-6826. That's the Yuba City City Council Candidates Debate, sponsored by the Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots. September 19th, 2016, Church of Glad Tidings. Be there.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Okay, and welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're going down this list of people that the President William Jefferson Clinton pardoned, okay? Because, you know, not only do we have terrorists who murdered Americans, but, you know, we've got other people, even related to the cartels. You know, those Mexican cartels that are just running rampant throughout the United States right now? Yeah, those guys. Even some of those guys. So let's go down some of the list of those people that got the special treatment. And I want to go through Mark Rich first, so you kind of get an idea of the flavor of what we have here. Mark Rich, who had a fugitive who had fled the United States during his prosecution, was residing in Switzerland. I'm sorry. I just had to throw that in there. He's out there. You can just sort of picture him, the Swiss Alps and so on. What is that movie? What's her name? The Sound of Music. There is The Sound of Music. Wiki man, we got that one right out there. The Sound of Music. So Mark Rich up there in the Alps, and he's listening to the yodeling and the Sound of Music. Rich owed $48 million in taxes and was charged with 51 counts of tax fraud. Wow. Was pardoned of tax evasion. He was required to pay $1 million fine and waive any use of the pardon as a defense against any future civil charges that were filed against him in the same case. Critics complained that Denise Eisenberg Rich, his former wife, had made substantial donations to both. Are you ready for this? Starts to sound a little bit like pay to play. The Clinton Library and to Mrs. Clinton's Senate campaign. Really? So remember, she was running for senator at the time. See, the pay to play stuff was starting to happen then. In fact, when you go through the list of these people, as I'm going to go through some of them, as pained as the Clintons are about this list, you'll start to see maybe how the whole Clinton Foundation and global initiative works. It says here, according to Paul Volcker's independent investigation of Iraqi oil for food kickback schemes. Remember this? Maybe you don't. Mark Rich was a middleman for several suspect Iraqi oil deals involving over millions of barrels. You ready for that? 640 million barrels of oil, actually. Longtime Clinton supporters and Democratic leaders such as former President Jimmy Carter, James Carville, and Terry McAuliffe were all critical of the Clinton pardon. Carter said the pardons were disgraceful. So even then, this is the point. They were what they were doing, this is the oil for food kickback schemes that were happening, trading oil for food from Iraq. This is in the 90s. And guess what? Pay to play, baby. Pay to play. Susan McDougal, she had already completed her sentence, was pardoned for her role in the Whitewater scandal. McDougal had served the maximum possible 18 months, including 8 in solitary confinement on contempt charges for refusing to testify about Clinton's role. Dan Rostenkowski, it's just going to get better, ladies and gentlemen. Dan Rostenkowski, former Democratic congressman from Illinois and chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, was pardoned for his role in the Congressional Post Office scandal. Rostenkowski had served 13 months of his 17-month sentence before being released in 1997. After his release from prison, Clinton granted him a pardon in December of 2000. Mel Reynolds, a Democratic congressman from Illinois. They're all from Illinois. What's up with this? Another one was convicted of bank fraud, 12 counts of sexual assault, obstruction of justice, and solicitation of what? Child pornography. His sentence was commuted on the bank fraud charge and was allowed to serve the final months under his auspices of a halfway house. Reynolds had served his entire sentence on child sex abuse charges before the commutation of the later conviction. Patty Hearst, who, of course, was kidnapped by the Symbionese Liberation Army in 1974, she was commuted. Roger Clinton, oh, yeah, Bill's brother. The president's half-brother was pardoned for drug charges after having served his entire sentence for more than a decade earlier. Roger Clinton would be charged with drunk driving and disorderly conduct in an unrelated incident within a year of a pardon. He was also briefly alleged to have been utilized in lobbying for the Braswell pardon, among others. However, no wrongdoing was ever uncovered. Harvey Weining, a former Manhattan lawyer who was sentenced in 1996 for 11 years in prison for facilitating an extortion kidnapping scheme and helping launder at least $19 million for the Cali cocaine cartel. See, even then, there was the cartel stuff going on. And the list goes on, and the list goes on, and the list goes on about the pardons for Hillary Rodham or Bill. Oh, I shouldn't say that. It wasn't her pardons. It was her husband's. I mean, does this does it ring a bell for you? Can you just see what she's going to do? And you got Bill Clinton. How's she going to control Bill Clinton? Think about that. Think about two presidents in one house. I mean, Wiki, is this something that people should possibly think about, that you have these kind of things going on? Wiki's shaking his head. I mean, think about that. How much power can you have in one family? This is not this. We're not supposed to be an oligarchy, but it sure starts to sound like it, doesn't it? Got more on this list. Edgar and Verona Joe Gregory pardons. That was 2000 March. It says Bill Clinton pardoned Edgar and Verona Joe Gregory, owners of Carnival Company, United Shows International, for charges of bank fraud from a 1982 conviction. Although the couple had already been released from prison, the prior conviction prevented them from doing business in certain American states. First Lady Hillary Rodham Clinton's younger brother, Tony Rodham, was an acquaintance of the Gregorys and had lobbied Clinton on their behalf. In October 2006, the group Judicial Watch filed a request with the U.S. Justice Department for an investigation alleging that Rodham had received $107,000 for the Gregorys for the pardons in the forms of loans that were never repaid as part of a quid pro quo scheme. We're just warming up, because by the time she gets to be Secretary of State, you can see what's gone on. She's absolutely, gone run amok with the One World Order. I think it was just a testing ground, the Bill Clinton era. I think it was a testing ground for things to come during President Barack Hussein Obama's time, or had it been Hillary Clinton in 2008? Because remember, it should have been Hillary's to win in 2008. And if you think about it, it would have made a lot more sense. They could have put President Barack Hussein Obama as vice president. And then where would they be right now? Where would they be right now if he would be running for president? They could have gotten 16 years at least out of this. it would have been a slam dunk, right? I mean, we're going to elect the first woman, and then we elect the first vice president who's black, or president who's black. Well, it would have been the first vice president black as well. It just never ends. But, you know, that was their calculation to put him. I think they were running out of time. I think the globalists, you know, the Rothschild, all these people, I think they were running out of time. They saw themselves, they have got to do their mission. They've got to destroy the borders of America. They've got to destroy the Constitution. And they got to round up the usual suspects, anybody who stands in their way, which is the plan that they want to do today. It's really simple, ladies and gentlemen. They're trying to take us over. It's not working. And the reason why it's not working is because we know more than they do. We know more about them than they think we know. And that is a compliment to all of us Americans who have sat here and said, wait a minute, there's something wrong with the governance system here. There's way too much internationalism and globalism going on. And what about these Republicans and Democrats that are all in on the globalist agenda? Where are they going to be when Trump is elected? I think it's going to be a different world order when Donald Trump is elected. There's a new boss in town, but we have to get there now, don't we? And are they going to throw up everything they can to stop the election of Donald Trump? Are they going to throw everything up? You bet they are. And we're watching it play out, and we saw it last night in New York. We saw it yesterday morning in New Jersey. We saw it in Syria with them bombing the Syrians and Russians to encourage ISIS to overrun the base. Yeah, when you have the ISIS on your team, the JV team, when you have the JVs on your team with you, you know, you can do just about anything, including shake up the one world and shake up so many families who have immigrated and become refugees. The largest refugee situation in world history is playing out right in front of us right now. Compliments of Hillary Rodham Clinton and President Barack Hussein Obama. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price, under $2 a meal, so you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order new Manna food storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, we're going to get into the elections here a little bit. We're going to get into some polling numbers because, again, you know, if you're in the Hillary camp, the collapse has begun, and they're going to get more desperate. You're going to see more desperation on the part of the globalists because they don't want to lose their power. They don't want to lose the Obama power that they have right now and the influence. And they see that people are waking up to them, and that's why, you know, emboldened, because you listen to radio shows like this and you start talking the truth and you start spreading that around. They hate it when that happens. That's why I say, you know, hey, stopping totalitarianism one person at a time, one community at a time, because you can talk to other people and people can talk to you. And, you know, pretty soon after a month or so of talking, millions of people know. That's why, you know, this polling information, there's a lag time. I mean, you can see it play it out right here in front of you. When certain incidences happen, you know, like Trump has been on a roll for the last 3 weeks. And, boy, he is just starting to hit his stride. And his polling numbers have just skyrocketed. Big turn, big turn. LA Times poll. This was just released. When I talk about polling numbers and I talk about polls, I use Rasmussen, the polls that they come out with. And if you're talking about a presidential daily poll, I always look at Rasmussen. I don't like what I see sometimes, but I have found them to be the most consistent. And at the end of the day, when you go in, when people go to vote and the vote is all done, normally their polls are right there, right at the vote. So I have found the LA Times, USC to be the top one, the two top ones, Rasmussen. And I think Rasmussen has got a little bit more sophistication to some of its some of the way in which it tabulates the statistics. The sampling is really important, and to a data person, sampling is, you know, who did you talk to get the information? And they seem to be fair and balanced in the sense that they'll ask as many Republicans, independent on a percentage basis, as many Republicans, independents, and Democrats, as opposed to some of these other polls that are going on out there. That's why you were hearing, you know, 3 weeks ago that Hillary Clinton was leading in certain places by 25%. Well, you know, if you have 100 people that you use in the sampling and 25, you know, she's leading by 25%, well, gee, maybe, and you look at the sampling and 80 of the 100 are Democrats. Gee, do you think she might lead by 25%? See what I'm saying? The data is, you know, skewed that way. You can play these games all you want to, and that's what they're doing. You know, it's like Obama with the economy. We don't have 4% growth rate, or, you know, the economy at 4.7 or whatever. And yes, there are 92 million people that are out of work that just stopped looking for work. And this is something that this is really sad. They have now come out in the last week because they know we're onto this number. They're now saying that's not true. None of that's true. You don't need to count those people. It was this administration that stopped putting them in the formula for that jobless rate, or the jobs recovery rate, as they said. They took them out of the formula, and boom, the percentage of unemployment went down, and it went down a lot because they took that. In other words, if you start putting in 92 more million people into their calculation, it gets up towards about 11 to 14%. Now, Chris Street on our radio show has always said that the unemployment rate in America right now sits around between 18 and 22%. If you put that number in. So the lies, the lies, the lies. Okay, so the poll numbers that we have right now, it says the latest USC Los Angeles Times tracking poll, which just came in today, it says puts Republican nominee Donald Trump up nearly 7 points over Democratic rival Hillary Clinton as of Sunday morning. It says an over 20% among black voters. Oops. I mean, the Clinton camp has got to be – well, I use the term hugging the big one. They've got to be sitting there going, oh my God, oh my God. And I got to tell you, for those of you down in Sacramento who work in Sacramento and the bureaucrats that you are, and some of you assembly members and some of you senators down there, I know what you're thinking. And I you know, you can think it because it's coming your way, baby. It's coming your way. I'll just tell you a little bit of secret. If this continues, California is in play. And again, this is, I think, some pretty important numbers here. There's just a sea change coming. You can sense it. So it says Trump led Clinton 47-41%, his highest overall rating in the poll. And the latest gap, since Trump led by 7.3% during the party conventions in July, the poll was conducted among 2,500 respondents, including over 500 who were polled every day. That's the kind of sampling I'm talking about. You know, when I take a look at that number, I like that number of 2,500. That's a big number. That's a big pool of people to pull information from. And then when you take the input from those people and start to condense it down, I think you got some pretty good workable numbers. These polls that go out and get you 100, that's not a 100 people respond to a poll. That's not really a lot. That's not a big sampling. 500 is better. 1,000, that's what a lot of these polling places use. But, you know, again, it goes back to that thing. If you have 700 of the people that are polled that are Democrats, you're going to probably have a pretty strong leaning on the Democratic side to Hillary Clinton. That's the kind of stuff that they were going on to. Anyway, good stuff for Donald Trump. And some of the other polls are showing the same thing. But here's the big one. 20% among black voters. I think when this thing started, he was at 7% with black voters. This is a sea change, ladies and gentlemen, for Donald Trump. And by the way, let's just very quickly touch upon the birther issue. I am a birther. Absolutely, I'm a birther. I love the way Donald Trump handled the whole birther issue. And again, the Clintons, they don't have the memory chip going on. They don't think that we can go back and look at the history. Going out and denying that she brought up the whole birther issue to begin with in 2008. Everybody's in doubt. Now, we know that Hillary never said it. You had TV commentators said, she never said that. She never did this. Just all in on Hillary. And the truth is, simple Googling and finding out and fact-checking for yourself puts it all on Hillary in 2008. And Donald Trump was right. He just wanted a long-form birth certificate, and Obama presented it. And he came out yesterday or Friday and said, look, he's an American. As far as he's concerned now, I know different with the real facts. But for Donald Trump, that's what he wanted. He put an end to it. Hillary Rodham Clinton started it. Anyway, more to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. And listen, you deplorable people, I love you.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price, under $2 a meal, so you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
The Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots presents the Yuba City City Council Candidates Debate, Monday, September 19th, 2016, 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at the Church of Glad Tidings at 1179 Eager Road. The Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots invite you to the first in a series of 2016 General Election Candidates Debate. All Yuba City City Council candidates have been invited to attend. Candidates who have agreed to attend is Fotin, Holly Pascal Priva, Sean Harris, Wade Kirchner, Jason Reichert, and Dina Walker. The candidates have agreed to share their positions on the major issues facing the Sutter Yuba area and Yuba City in particular. Everyone is invited to attend. There is no membership requirement and no charge. Doors open at 6 p.m. Come early to socialize with like-minded patriots and enjoy the refreshments and get a front row seat. Please contact Larry Mertz at 530-713-6826. That's the Yuba City City Council Candidates Debate, sponsored by the Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots. September 19th, 2016, Church of Glad Tidings. Be there.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
Well, to just be grossly generalistic, you could put half of Trump's supporters into what I call the basket of deplorables. Right? The racist, sexist, homophobic, xenophobic, Islamophobic, you name it. And unfortunately, there are people like that. And he has lifted them up.
Yes, he has lifted them up. You deplorables out there. In the next hour, we're going to be talking about what is she doing there? She's objectification functioning. That's what she's doing. She's doing objectification. Now, for those of you that do not know what objectification is, I'll explain it to you. But first, you must check out the Holocaust Museum or the Simon Wiesenthal Center to understand what she is doing in mass as a quasi-government official. And then once you get to that, you'll kind of get the drift where we're going. Anyway, we've got a lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Stay with us. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news or a21r.com. And also, my website, agenda21radio.news. My email. You can email me, paul@a21r.com and paul@agenda21radio.news. Either one of those will get you to an email to me. And like I said, we got just so many things going on right now. It's almost mind-boggling, but we're going to bring it home to you so that you understand what is truly going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, one other thing, too. I want to definitely put in another plug for what's going on with the Constitution Conference, which is sponsored by the Eagle Forum Constitution Conference, October 1st in West Sacramento. And a lot of great speakers are going to be there. Our very own Patrick Wood, which is he wrote his book about technocracy rising. He's going to be there. Sharon Hughes, which is a radio show host here on KMYC. Her show comes up right after mine on Sunday afternoons. And Orlene Curley, she's going to be there. And so many other people that are really of note, they're going to be talking about the Constitution. Then, naturally, we've got, you know, the Constitution Conference as well on the Liberty Tour 5. That's coming up. That's going to be October 28th and 29th. And very proud to announce that Jeanette Finicum, LaVoy Finicum's wife, will be a featured speaker on the 28th. And she'll also be available on the 29th for us here on Agenda 21 Radio at the Liberty Tour. Okay, remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans. Do not let them tell you otherwise. And if they say we're not exceptional Americans, well, don't believe them. Stay with us. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
SOS. To the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.